This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Dr. John Wilsey has been kind enough to join us from First Baptist Church. We've been talking about the topic of whether or not America is a Christian nation. And as we wrapped up before we were going into the break, we looked at the issue was tossed out there of whether or not Christianity is encountering the same consideration when it comes to religious sensitivity as some of the other faiths, or is there persecution going on? So 39 minutes after 5, waiting very patiently, and we certainly do appreciate him holding through the break. Greg is on line one. Greg, good evening to you, sir.
Hey, how are you all? Nice to meet you all.
Absolutely, my friend. Welcome to the program.
I just feel personally that this latest progressive movement and sort of egalitarian social justice movement is replacing God's law and God with the state and man's law. And I think to the degree we do that, we really lose sight of what Christianity and the love of Jesus is all about. As a Christian, one must respect the other religions, but that religion should not replace what Christians believe in. And I think that to the degree we shove Christianity to the side, we will lose our standing as a great nation.
What do you think, John?
Well, I think the caller has a good point, because the founders, and we were talking about this in the break earlier, the founders, even though they didn't intend for us to have a Christian nation in terms of establishing Christianity, they did intend for us to have a moral nation. And our laws, you know, our government was formed in order to defend the rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And so our laws reflect that. Mm-hmm. And Christianity, religious liberty is a Christian principle upon which our country was founded. There's no doubt it. There's no disputing it. And so the caller has an excellent point there.
And maybe I'll just interject one more point, and that is, you know, we do not have a right to have a place to live, a right to eat food. We have a right to pursue that. And to the degree that the state gets involved in that and not rely on the love of helping people with that by the church, we really get in trouble. We have a right to pursue things, but we do not have a right to have things.
Yeah. Greg, let me ask you this. We talked about this a little bit before the break. In your mind, how do you perceive that the Christian religion, even in a country that 80% of people will write on a card that they declare that that's what they believe in, how do you think that government looks at it, or state entities, federal entities, organizations look at it in comparison to other religions?
Well, I think what's going on now is we're too sensitive to political correctness, and so therefore we may not even state what we feel about our own Christian beliefs. I think that while we should respect, say, Islam and other things, I think that we need to really look back to how we were started as a nation and why we immigrated here from Europe. And, you know, the Church of England ran the show, and we came here so we could be Protestant or Catholic or Muslim. But I think that we need to value those original Judeo-Christian principles, and they've eroded over generations. And I think if we don't value those principles, and that we don't keep the state, which is government, out of those principles, then we will lose our nation.
All right, Greg, appreciate the phone call, my friend. Thanks for holding. Thanks very much. Have a good evening, okay?
Thank you.
All right, that's Greg on line one. And I guess, too, any thoughts on his last point?
You know, what's really interesting is what we do. He made a statement about political correctness and the influence of that in, you know, our profession of faith. And I think he's got a really good point there. What a lot of folks do in our elected officials seem to do is separate their professed Christian faith from their policymaking example that they give us in Washington. And justifying that by saying, well, this is a private matter. Well, mm-hmm. You know, certainly we wouldn't want to force someone to believe a particular religion, but your faith, and it is between you and God. However, your faith has consequences on how you're going to view the role of government, no matter what. And so that's not going to get you out of the pickle to say, well, you know, it's a private matter. And I think that that is an element of political correctness.
Yeah. We're talking with Dr. John Wilsey. He has been kind enough to join us. And, of course, from First Baptist Church on Park Street. You can join us at 977-1070. We're talking about a couple of things. Is America what many would refer to as a Christian nation? And number two, the role of Christianity or religions in general in government and how government views specifically the Christian religion in 2010 here in our country. All right. Curious about this one, because you said politicians and their own personal faith views versus policy. And I want to explore that a little bit more. Obviously, you think it's okay for your personal views to shape your policy because that's who you are.
Sure.
But do you see more often than not that maybe politicians do not reveal them true selves due to ambition, due to appeasement, due to things that they think will get them elected?
I think as a general principle, I don't want to be unfair.
Mm-hmm.
However, I think it can be a great temptation for elected officials to be tempted to do that.
Okay.
In order, not to offend anybody, to ensure their chances of being reelected or ensure at least that this issue isn't going to come up in their campaign. I think it's a temptation. I'm not going to sit here and accuse anybody of that. But
yeah. Okay. Now, with respect to separation of church and state, and we look back to the founders and all that kind of stuff, religious freedom. You said something in the first half hour in case people didn't catch it. You said the founders intended not to be free of religion, but to have religious freedom.
Mm-hmm.
So do you feel like there's a role that can be played from a religious standpoint in the function of government, but with the whole separation of church and state doctrine that has been incorporated into United States law?
Right. And again, you have to look at the wording of the First Amendment.
Mm-hmm.
The First Amendment has the disestablishment clause that Congress will make no law establishing a religion or inhibiting the free exercise of religion. So you have disestablishment, you have free exercise. Does Christianity have some kind of a voice in public policy? It has to. It must. And the same question could be asked of say, something like Islam. Well, a person's faith, you cannot separate your faith from the way you're going to govern, because it informs your entire worldview. Your faith system does. It's inseparable. So religion has a place. Religion has a role. We're not to make laws establishing religion. We're not to impede the free exercise of religion. We're not to, trample upon the rights of believers of faith. But certainly religion has a role to play. The founders recognized that we were a religious country. We've always been uniquely religious in America.
We're talking with John Wilsey of Dr. John Wilsey, I should say, of First Baptist Church on Park Street. As we continue our conversation, Dr. Wilsey, you and I were talking about this a little bit. As far as America being a Christian nation and how that, whether or not they are, and let's be clear, your point is that it is not. The issue of abortion, how does that factor in when you look at how you view this topic?
Well, strictly speaking, the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, our founding documents, recognize that everyone has the rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. I mean, that goes back to John Locke's philosophy that, he developed in the late 17th century. So to even just say, take the Christianity thing out, the right to life is a fundamental right. It's a fundamental right guaranteed in our founding documents. And so you could just start there. Of course, the Bible, Christianity, affirms life prior to or life begins at conception. But you don't have to be a Christian to believe that abortion is not a moral practice and that abortion should not be something that the government allows.
All right, back to our conversation with Dr. John Wilsey before we wrap up. Let's go back to our phones at 977-1070. And Jerry's been waiting very patiently, and we certainly appreciate that. Hi, Jerry, and welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. You've answered two of my concerns about the Constitution and about life beginning at conception in the Bible. In the King James Version, I consider myself Christian, but could you give me knowledge where I can locate that specific title and what chapter or
About life and conception and things of that sort?
Yes.
You want to take that, John?
Sure. You can look in Jeremiah chapter 1. In the calling of Jeremiah, God declares that he knew him before he was born. Psalm 139, David says that God knit him together in his mother's womb. Certainly, those are two big ones.
Okay. Thank you very much, and I will look that up after the program tonight.
Yes, thank you very much.
All right, take care, Jerry.
You've been very informative.
Thank you.
God bless you.
You too, brother.
Thanks.
There you go. It's Jerry on line one. I think we could get one more in at 977-1070 before we have to go to CBS here at the top of the hour. We're talking with Dr. John Wilsey. A couple of things. And one of the things he's appeared on, we do a segment on faith on television as well. Our colleagues over there at CBS 19 every Monday at 5:15, and John has appeared on that segment too as well. And we'll have another one. It's always it does multiple topics on the faith segment on CBS 19 News at 5:15. 5:57 here as I'll try to see if we're processing our last participant. If not, okay, good. Then we'll go ahead and wrap it up. So severe weather in the area moving towards us, but we'll wrap up this program. Boy, that flew by.
It did indeed.
Hey, it's always fun, man, and we'll look forward to it because there are so many other faith-related topics that we could get into. Certainly fascinating, though, but appreciate it. Is there a place that folks can find work or commentaries or blogs or anything that you've done on this type of topic matter?
Not for me. I'm not quite that famous yet, but they could go on to the Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission website, which is erlc.com of the Southern Baptist Convention. That might be very helpful to them. Also, the Rutherford Institute has a very good website. Things okay. Going on for them, too.
All right. John Jenks, thanks for being with us, man.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for more.